Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watts for What's Up, starring Jack and Dick Watts, the dynamic duo of deplorables, who come to you each and every week to tell you about truth, about justice, and about the American way, which is unapologetically patriotic. Yes, we are, and yes, we do. We got a lot to talk about. We always have a lot to talk about. Almost like I shouldn't even say that. I was thinking about something, and it's just been germinating in my mind, actually for quite some time. Thinking back, do you remember when? I'm sure you do. When Comey was giving his announcement about Hillary Clinton, and he talked about, well, she was guilty of this, she had done this, this, and this, and it was just this huge, massive thing of what she had done. And then he said, but no reasonable prosecutor would prosecute her for all those things. And it was like, what? And then he got in trouble for saying that. Rod Rosenstein sent a memo to President Trump saying he should be fired because it's not up. Number one, he took the role of the Justice Department in saying, you know, that he would not prosecute, and that's not his job. It's the Department of Justice. But the role of the investigator is to say, yes, I'm going to bring a charge. No, I'm not going to bring a charge, and not talk about, well, this, that, or the other, including what has happened now with Mueller, in which he said, but we cannot exonerate. Richard, how are you? I've started a little bit going here. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. Another rainy day in New England. We're getting used to it.
What's new? All right, so here we are. We're talking about what Comey did, and now comparing it in the same sense, jump forward 3 years now, literally almost completely 3 years, 22 months, 21 months, and Mueller comes out and said, well, there are 10 instances where there was a potential that it could look like there was obstruction of justice by President Trump, although there was no underlying crime. So he obstructed justice by complaining about being innocent, which just seems a little ludicrous anyway. But they've done exactly the same thing. And here's my thought, Dick. What if the Mueller investigation was never an investigation at all? What if it really was just because they had to come up with that there was no collusion very quickly or pretty quickly, and yet they spent all this time continuing to exist, spending a boatload of money, taking big fat checks, where there was no crime, which is what they were originally supposed to investigate. And now it's like, okay, here are things that we can just allowing for the political opposition to the Trump presidency, just taking this to the nth degree and making it a noble thing. Oh, Bob Mueller's reputation is stellar. He is not to be questioned. Do not question the Mueller investigation until it's done. And now, all the Democrats, they're just up in his face because he didn't give them what they expected. And what they expected was that he was going to get rid of Donald Trump. In their minds, these leftist liberals, progressives, the whole lot, have actually believed that they were going to get rid of Donald Trump quickly and easily. And I sit here and I think, that was never going to happen. We weren't going to let that happen. The American people wouldn't stand for that. How insane. How delusional. But it does let you know, if you think like that, why they can't accept the reality that there was no collusion. Drop it and let's go on. Because it's almost, Dick, like they've never found, like the Mueller report hasn't even been given yet, or that it has been given and they have found him guilty of something and are charging him. That's what it's like. And it's all over the place.
Well, they've had blinders on for years now, though. They don't. They only want to see what they want to see. And they've never accepted the fact that he didn't do anything. And, of course, you know, there's times, though, when Trump turns around and tweets things that, you know, kind of rub people the wrong way. And even us sometimes, I think, you know, sometimes you're better off leaving something alone, but you know, that's not his MO, and that's fine. You know, that's what he does, but it doesn't mean that we all like it all the time, but they're just, I mean, this whole thing, did I hear today they have like 37 subpoenas out there now? And, you know, I think the American people,
80. There's 80.
Enough is enough is enough. 80?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yeah. 80. It's like, how can you at this? I mean, how can you just keep it up? You know, I mean, it's like
they're not doing anything.
It's as if this great event, the release of the Mueller report, has done nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing to calm what's happening in America. And, you know, we have this despicable Nadler in the Upper West Side, not to be outdone by the equally despicable Schiff in Hollywood and the chicken-eating fool from Memphis, along with our great hero in Georgia, the buffoon who thought that Guam could tip over if we put too many Marines on it. And then Tlaib and Omar and
Ocasio-Cortez,
and it's just it's like we're having to extinguish. You know what it's like? It's like handing 100, or in this case, 300 rebellious little 5-year-old kids with a box of matches, and then let them loose and have to go around, and instead of taking the matches away, you just got to put out every fire that they start.
Yeah.
I don't know where I came up with that illustration, but it works.
I liked it.
Children, and now we've got more things happening with the economy and everything else. We got a caller here. Let me put him on. Hang on a second.
All right.
This is Jack Watcher on the air.
Yes, good afternoon, sir. Thanks for my call. How you doing?
Good.
This is David.
David, what's up?
Yeah, I was going to say, I was kind of fascinated to see how the Democrats are showing their blatant hypocrisy, considering for the last, 30 years, they've been talking about protectionist trade policies to try to help bring more jobs back to America that have been shipped overseas. And then when Trump actually does that, now they're sitting here arguing against it like he's doing something wrong. And I'm just amazed that no one's calling them on it.
You know, I think
But they've done that at every turn they can. I mean, look at, 10 years ago, they all wanted a wall. They all wanted to help. And now because Trump wants it, no, we don't want that. Anything that Trump has wanted in the past that they've wanted now, it all falls right down onto this whole thing that Jack's just been talking about too, that, they want him out. They want to get rid of him. And I sit here and smile and laugh because saying, you know what? Things keep going the way they're going. We got another 5 years ahead of us. China wants to wait a year now.
I think so, too. Now, I'm going to say this. One of my least favorite Democrats, Chuck Schumer, has stood wrong with Trump in saying, we got to make a stand against China and their unfair trade practices, and we will see who will blink first, considering that we don't get that much from China and they get a tremendous amount from us. They can raise the tariffs on us all they want, but since we don't, it's going to hurt what's coming in is going to hurt them more than what we do. This is lopsided in our favor because of how bad the disparity has been for so many decades and the fear of those in Washington to stand up for the American people and the American worker, and Trump promised to do it and he's doing it. Now, one other thing, let me just say that Trump has also changed the landscape for all of these people who are running for president. And the way he has done that is he's actually delivered on his promises. If he said he was going to do it as he was campaigning, he has a list. And he said, I promised the American people I'd do this. I got to do something about this. I promise. And is doing it. Whereas, regardless if they were Republicans or Democrats, the second they get into office, they might consider 2 or 3 of the promises and keep them. But the other 40, they pay zero attention to. Trump says, in his mind, he says, I promise 42 things or whatever the number is. He says, I got to deliver on them. And I've only, so far, we're over halfway done, and I've only delivered on 23 or 24. We got to keep going. And God love him. I couldn't be prouder of him for that. So, listen, thank you for calling, and appreciate it.
One other thing, Jack.
You too.
Thanks. One other thing, Jack, though, is, the American – businessman has been smart enough, though, saying that since Trump has been working on this whole China trade thing, that the American business people that have been buying whatever from China have set up ulterior countries to work from, such as India and Japan and whatever. So this whole trade thing, like you say, I think we only get 20% of anything from China, that these companies now have got plans set up to just turn around and dump whatever that 20% is and go somewhere else too. So I think in the long run, China's going to have to renege on this whole thing. And they are going to try and wait to see if a Democrat could get in. But I don't think they're going to last that long, because their economy can't handle it either. So we'll see where that all works out. But, you know, one bad day in the stock market doesn't mean a heck of a lot right now.
No, and it's we would prefer for them to just – I mean, they – this is the way the Chinese operate. They will agree to something, and then, you know, 3 months later, you know, when it's time to agree to something else, they'll agree to that and then say, but we're not going to agree to the other. It's always some little sneaky thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, Trump isn't going to have any of it. He's promised the American people and the American workers, and, you know, and it's, and we're doing really well. Now, we've got in the, you know, they're all so excited about Joe Biden. And the only reason that anybody wants Joe Biden is they think maybe he can beat Trump. And, you know, maybe he can. I don't think so. But, and I think that, you know, that particularly what's happened in Ukraine, as versus China, with Biden's son Hunter, is going to come back and bite him pretty big, and it's going to show just how corrupt old Joe Biden is, and that is going to be something that you cannot hide, and that. Rudy Giuliani has flown to Kiev in Ukraine to speak with the prosecutors and everything to see exactly what it is. I think shows just how serious Trump and the RNC are about getting to the bottom of it and having an ad campaign about just how worthless and corrupt old Uncle Joe is. And he is corrupt.
Oh,
he has done these things. Yeah. And it's just getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And, you know, I see where our little friend Tlaib has made a real fool out of herself where Israel is concerned by saying something about, you know, how satisfying it is to think about the Holocaust. What on earth?
It was as smart as
saying, you know what? I think that we'll take our little group of kindergartners, you know, to watch Friday the 13th, the newest movie, or you know, Rosemary's Baby, Nightmare on Elm Street.
I like it. Joan the Clown. Joan it.
That little boy with the. Yeah. Oh
okay,
God, that,
kid.
You know what?
That was scary.
You know, now that you just even mentioned that, it still scares me. That clown.
Yeah. Oh God!
And here's Stephen King from, you know, a great Red Sox fan, and you know, one of the men from Maine, and at the core of who he is, a liberal buffoon. Sad.
Yeah.
But we got plenty of them. We certainly do. And it's, you know, they have Biden at essentially at 40%, Bernie at 15, essentially. And
Bernie
nobody
scares
else
me more than Biden did, than Biden does. Bernie has all of these kids wanting whatever they can get for free. And Biden, I think, is more in tune with, just because of his, you know, people knowing his name. But, you know, talk about buffoons. I mean, this country is crawling with people that have no idea what's going on around them. You know, let me get off subject for a minute, though, because the state that you're in Georgia, just signed that the heartbeat bill, saying that after 6 weeks, if a embryo has a heartbeat, that it's considered a human being and there'd be no abortion. They were saying that there is places in California now, these movie places, that won't do business in Georgia because of it. And you've heard of, I'm obviously you're there, you've heard about it. But the one thing that I heard today that I had the laugh of myself, the three companies that won't do business in Georgia, they've never done business in Georgia. So it's another one of these. Well, you know, if Trump wins, I'm moving to Canada. Well, you know, geez, I'll buy you the ticket. All of these people that said it back when. But I thought it was a kick that the companies that said that they wouldn't do business in Georgia have never done business in Georgia. That was just, I had to laugh to myself saying, "Oh, that's Hollywood for you."
Well, it is a little bizarre. Now, you know, if you're in the emergency room, once your heart stops beating, they say you're dead. Okay. That's pretty clear. If you're dead when your heart stops beating, then when your heart starts beating and it can be detected, aren't you alive?
Well,
that seems pretty obvious to me. And
well, what about the law that says that you're a drunk driver and you killed a woman and her pregnant and her being pregnant, that you're now manslaughter. You have two counts of manslaughter against you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same idea.
It is. It absolutely is. And there's some real conflicts in this that you know, where you have in Virginia, if just as you said, if there's a fatality with a pregnant woman, you know, the manslaughter would be against, you know, two people, the fetus and the mom. And on the other hand, you have this governor that signed this thing as, you know, once the baby is out of the womb, you know, they said, make it comfortable. Well, how do you make it comfortable if you don't let it breathe? And it just dies. If the mom wants that and that's somehow okay, it's not. That's infanticide. And it's as bad or worse than it's ever been. Now, I cannot believe that in 2019 we have these kind of people who defy science like that and also defy science by saying, you know, well, you know, I'm trans this and trans that. Girls' sports are completely ruined by guys who take hormones, grow breasts, and beat them at, you know, racing, girls boxing, you know, everything. I mean, guys are better at sports. They just are. I mean, you know, we have testosterone. And
well, we're stronger.
Completely different. you know, they show all these things on TV of, you know, of some pretty young girl that does all these martial arts things, and she knocks the crap out of six or eight guys, and, you know, she's and doesn't mess up her makeup. And somehow this is supposed to be reality.
Yeah.
What about this? How many women are arrested for battering their husbands as versus how many women, guys are arrested for battering their wives? I mean, have you ever, I mean, there may be a guy or two in America that is battered. And, you know, but there are thousands and thousands and thousands of women. And they need to be protected.
What do you consider
men are physically stronger?
What do you consider browbeating?
Well, all right. Now here's the truth: if browbeating were a crime, there'd be a lot of women in jail. I bet they're hanging up their phone. They're are turning off their computers all over the world right now. But it is, it is kind of a sad situation there. Now, as far as the Democratic candidates go, let's just go through them a little bit. Beto is, Master Beto is kind of not doing that well.
No.
Heels Up Harris wants to, you know, reinvigorate her campaign. So, I wonder who she's going to, you know, serve under next. And she's going nowhere. At least it doesn't look like. Elizabeth Warren keeps on chugging. I mean, you know, like a good Indian, she isn't giving up. And I get that. Biden, you know, it just says one little foolish thing after the other, but it's not that bad so far. And so he just kind of going along. Crazy Bernie is as crazy as he can be. And, you know, the other thing about Biden, though, he's kind of misremembering things. That, you know, when he talks about
Margaret Thatcher.
Margaret Thatcher,
yeah.
You know, calling him. That's getting a little, I wonder if he's all there.
Yeah.
And.
Well, explain to people though. He said that he had a conversation with Margaret Thatcher about Trump. Margaret Thatcher died in 2013. So Trump wasn't even on the payroll, the scene at all. So, yeah. And he's had a few faux pas like that.
But I honestly believe that, I mean, I agree. I think that that there are people who world leaders who are saying, we want you to run, get rid of Trump, because Trump's making them do things they don't want to do. I mean, we've been protecting Europe since World War II and paying for it. Yeah.
You mean paying their fair type of thing?
They don't want to pay their fair share. And
no.
The Chinese don't want, they like our trade agreement. All of these things are happening, and they shouldn't be. So anyway, we're getting close to the end. We got less than a minute now, so I just want to say I'm very disappointed in the Boston Celtics. They did just a terrible job there at the end. But I could not be more pleased with the rebounding of the Red Sox and the extraordinary effort being put out by the Boston Bruins in the Stanley Cup. I think that they're going to end up being in the finals. And folks, there's nothing, including the Super Bowl, that is more exciting than the finals of the Stanley Cup. Oh my God, it is incredible.
Yeah.
And you know, if you've got a team in it,
and it's brutal.
Oh my gosh, is it brutal?
Yeah.
Yes,
these guys nail each other.
We love it because we got testosterone. All right, folks.
Yeah,
we're at the end now. So let me just say, God bless you, God bless the United States of America, and please pray for our president, who we support, Donald Trump. Good night.